Washington, this is VOA News. Topping the news, Gulf Arab warplanes bombed Shiite Houthi rebel targets in Yemen Thursday as the Saudi Arabian-led military offensive continued. Airstrikes are focused on military sites and the rebel-held capital of Sana'a, including the main airport. Houthi officials say at least 18 people were killed and 24 wounded. It's drawing angry reaction from Iran. VOA's Scott Bob reports.
The Iranian government denounced the airstrikes, saying they would complicate efforts to end a conflict that is likely to further inflame sectarian hostilities across the region. Iran supports Houthi rebels in Yemen who follow a similar form of Shia Islam. The Saudi government said it would do whatever is necessary to protect what it called the legitimate government of Yemen. The Arab League, which is gathering for a summit in Egypt, said it fully supported the Saudi-led effort. Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi had taken refuge in the southern city of Aden after being driven from the capital Sana'a last month. The airstrikes were aimed at halting a Houthi advance which had reached the outskirts of Yemen's second-largest city. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
French authorities say the co-pilot of a doomed German Wings jetliner deliberately crashed the aircraft into the side of a mountain in the French Alps on Tuesday, killing 150 people on board. Marseille prosecutor Brice Robin said audio evidence shows 27-year-old pilot Andreas Lubitz, a German national, locked the pilot out of the cockpit of the A320 jetliner. Then, while alone, Lubitz manually changed controls to send the aircraft into a gradual 8-minute final descent at 700 kilometers an hour. This is VOA News. Nigeria's president and his main challenger have released a statement pledging to respect the outcome of Saturday's election as long as it is free, fair, and credible. President Goodluck Jonathan and his opponent, Muhammadu Buhari, also called on Nigerians to refrain from violence on any acts that may jeopardize the election's credibility. Police in Uganda say they have received credible information that Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is planning an attack on the capital, Kampala. The warning Thursday follows a similar message from the U.S. Embassy in Kampala a day earlier. Police say Al-Shabaab may target public places such as hotels, as well as malls, markets, and parks, and urges people to watch out for suspicious activities or objects. A Kenyan member of parliament is under investigation for allegedly raping a woman in his Nairobi office. VOA's Gabe Joslo has details.
A crowd of about 60 activists marched past the Supreme Court, the police headquarters, and toward the National Assembly, chanting, "We don't want excuses, we want justice." The march comes as Member of Parliament Gideon Mwiti Ireya faces accusations of beating and raping a woman who had come to his private office a few days ago to discuss official business. Local media report the woman was also forced to take an HIV test before she was assaulted. Ireya, who denies the accusations, has changed his story several times, first saying he did not know the woman, and then later admitting that they had been out together at a club he owns. Charges have yet to be filed. Gabe Joslo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Nuclear negotiations between the United States and Iran resumed Thursday in Switzerland, with a deadline for an agreement just days away. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said before his meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif that the alternative to a deal is letting Iran expand its nuclear program full speed ahead. The U.S. and its P5+1 partners, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, have a March 31st deadline for a framework deal with Iran. Deadline has already been extended twice. The six partners want Iran to curb its uranium enrichment program to prevent it from being able to build a nuclear weapon. In exchange, devastating economic sanctions on Iran would be lifted. Iraqi forces carried out operations to recapture the city of Tikrit on Thursday, came hours after warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition launched airstrikes on Islamic State targets in the city. An Iraqi military officer told the Associated Press that clashes intensified as Iraqi troops and special forces moved toward the center of Tikrit.
That's the latest world news from VOA.